You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And in the studio this morning, we have got a lovely guest. We've got Emily Bateman in here. Kia ora, Emily. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure to have you up here. You've just released a really gorgeous EP called Like I Always Do. Just wonderful songwriting, incredible voice. We were chatting off here. You've been doing the pop music degree at UOA, which you finished last year.
Yeah.
When did you kind of first sort of get the music bug? Because I feel like people who go and do that degree, they know they want to write songs. They know they want to kind of be in that space. What was it for you that tipped you in there?
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about that a lot because I like was raised with a lot of music in the house. And then I think when I was like 13, I discovered like Spotify.
Nice.
And I could just put my headphones on and go in my room and like as a teenager just like dig through like catalogs of stuff that I was never able to do before, really.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so that was actually huge. As I know, like Spotify's evil, etc., but it was helpful.
Yeah, I mean, hey, when you're 13, you're just getting into the world, you
exactly,
know?
Exactly. Yeah. So that was huge. And then just always knew I wanted to, always was kind of scared to do it because I thought I would not be great at it. And then just started, and then the degree that I did was really helpful. You'd write so many songs all the time.
Yeah.
You just had to do it, and then at the end I had these songs that I really like, so
that's awesome. It's really good to push through that awful imposter syndrome feeling, eh?
Yeah,
try and come out the other side.
Yeah.
So what inspires you to write? When do you kind of feel, okay, this is a song, not just an idea?
Yeah.
When do you kind of know that that's something you're interested in?
I think it's like it's this weird like physical sensation. If I haven't like picked up my guitar in a while, like it'll just come to me and I'll be like, something's missing.
Yeah.
And then I just reach for my guitar and I just go for it. Or sometimes I'll be like really hard on myself and be like, you haven't written in like a month or two and you've got to, you know. Usually those songs aren't the best, I find, but yeah, it's good to have some discipline there.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the, it's a little bit like a muscle, eh? You sort of have to work it. But also, as you say, it might not be the best thing you've made. That's also okay.
Yeah, exactly.
These are beautiful, these tracks. These obviously came from maybe a slightly more inspired space than that. I need to do my homework kind of feeling.
Exactly, yeah.
What were you thinking about when you were pulling these together as an EP?
Yeah, so most of them were written like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. So they are quite old, I guess. I've Always Been This Way, which is the second track, was written like only 6 months ago. But yeah, the rest were a while ago. They're kind of about being like a younger version of myself and like falling into habits and disastrous things, relationships mainly.
Classic.
Yeah. And just like reflecting back on that and being like, whoa, that was a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's what music's so good for, isn't it? Giving you some space to process that stuff.
Totally, yeah.
Are you someone who feels like you need to disguise that when you're writing at all, or are you happy to be quite like diaristic in your lyrics?
Diaristic, yeah. I think the first song, You're On Your Own Kid, is pretty... The lyrics are quite specific and quite scathing almost.
Is there someone out there who knows who it's about? It's you.
I don't. It's literally about
subtweeting
me.
Yourself.
Exactly. That was, it's probably the most like hyper specific song. The rest are like, I feel a little more abstract. But yeah, I definitely want to write like that a bit more. I really like that song.
The super specific.
Yeah.
It's an interesting feeling, eh? Because, I mean, I know some artists love to write like that and some artists are like, oh, yuck, I don't want people to know what's happening in my head.
Yeah.
Do you feel that tension when you are yourself writing? Is there like a vulnerability that you feel like is present, or is it not something that you think about? You're just like, this is the song and how it needs to be served.
It's definitely in my head. I'm going like, ooh, I don't know if I want my mom to hear this one, or like, I don't know if I want this person to hear this one, but I don't know. Something takes over me and I just go, I'm just going to finish this.
Yep.
And then if it's too crazy, then I can think about it later. But normally I just kind of go for it and just go, yeah, think you kind of have to.
Yeah, totally. The rest, everyone will get over it. It's a good piece of art. Yeah, exactly. You got to do it. Do it for the craft,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So how have you found kind of, is this a project that exists as a recording for you? Is it something you want to play live? What's the sort of relationship between those two spaces?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing live. I have a really great band now. So we've done a few gigs like around Auckland mainly. So I'm really excited to play live. Nothing planned yet, but it's in the works.
Cool.
I got to do a little release show, like acoustic release show on Friday, which was really nice. We played through the whole EP and a few other songs as well. Yeah, so definitely live, definitely.
Yeah, exciting. We'll watch the space then. Yeah. Emily Bateman, Like I Always Do, this is the new EP. We're going to listen to I've Always Been This Way, which you just said is one of the most recent songs that you wrote.
Yeah, super recent, yeah.
What were you thinking about when you were writing this one?
This one is kind of about like obsession and falling into these things. It's kind of related to the like title of the EP as well, which is I've Always Been This Way. That's the name of the song, Like I Always Do. Similar vibes. So yeah, just like falling into patterns of behavior with people. That's pretty much what I was thinking about.
Nice. Well, we're going to spin it. Emily, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. It's been a real pleasure. We will keep an eye out for gigs soon. And in the meantime, where can people go and get the music or listen to the music?
I believe it's everywhere on all streaming platforms. I think you can buy it. I need to sort my Bandcamp stuff out. That's on my list of to-dos.
Another watch this space.
Yeah. Got to finish that. But yeah, just everywhere, I think.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Emily. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
You in town? Do you wanna come over? Making out, strap falling off your shoulder. How you spend your life. train is only getting closer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.